let's just get started. I think, Mathieu?
Yeah?
So you raised the issue of the regional organizations.
Yes, thanks to you.
Sorry?
Thanks to you for pointing this out.
But do you think it's reflected in the draft?
I'm not absolutely sure how we should reflect it anyway, especially in the CCNSO contribution. I think the only thing we can do is basically point out the issue, which is not, strictly speaking, in the region's working group remit. So I think as long as we do that, it's
there is if you look at the page 2, the final paragraph, there is a section.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Becky, well, Mathieu is looking. Say one of the issues that was raised. I don't know if I forwarded it to the whole group, but it was the idea that as a result of the, or possible result of the restructuring, some of the existing regional organizations, or as recognized by the CCNSO, would not meet the criteria anymore.
In other words, so the French CCs are getting their delegations from RIPE, right?
No, it's more if you look at the current bylaws, the CCNSO Council has recognized Centre as the regional organization for Europe. Now with the and say this was the assumption, with the changes of the regional organizations as proposed by the working group, say the board working group, it is unclear whether Centre would still meet the criteria as defined in the CCNSO bylaws as a regional organization, because it's unclear whether, for instance, Middle Eastern countries or CCTLDs can become member or would be approved as member for Centre, just as an example.
Yeah.
And where are they currently getting their?
They're currently under the APTLD region.
Absolutely. And that's where they get their numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they get the numbers from RIPE NCC, so Europe. So they were.
So I guess I was confused. They were talking about aligning it with the registries, with the number registries.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But it has
impact. There's a difference.
Maybe Mathieu, you can explain.
Yeah. There is a difference. The number. Numbering regional organizations have a specific system which is actually very flexible.
Right.
I mean, a European company can go to ARIN and ask for numbers quite easily.
Mm-hmm.
The CCTLD regional organizations have a different view of regions.
Okay.
And Centre, for instance, is open to memberships. Full membership to Centre is open to any CCTRD registry in principle. But the bylaws say we have a focus on Europe. Europe being, well, Europe.
Uh-huh.
It's not defined more precisely. And the Centre members want Centre to stay within a circle of trust with each other and of common interest. And obviously within Centre we have a lot of things to do with the European Commission. And I know for a fact that some members would probably object to 24 new members coming from Middle East, because they would think it would basically change the focus of the organization. And it's perfectly the right to do so.
Oh, and yeah, I understand this issue. And
And if they refuse, they may be may not qualify anymore as a regional organization for the CCNSO seat, observer seat. So there was an unforeseen development of the proposal by the working group. I don't think anyone has spotted this so far. And even within Centre, we had not realized this.
Yeah, I think we should point that out.
And probably Bart
and
compared
this,
to
no,
the...
Because you ahead, say the second to the last paragraph addresses it.
Maybe we could draft it in a way that would point out more clearly to the fact that whatever the outcome, there may be a need for reviewing that specific paragraph in the bylaws that may not be appropriate compared to what regional organizations actually are in the CCTRD world today. I mean, it was drafted when there was probably no APTRD and no LACTRD and whatever.
Right.
Or if there were at the time.
Yeah.
It's probably a more general problem as well than just because of, and that makes it difficult, than just the, this board working group. Say, that's why I asked you, Majid, about the example of the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
According to the current definition of ICANN geographic regions, Cayman Island is part of Europe.
Yeah.
And so, say, the issue you spotted already exists with, for instance, the Cayman Islands.
Oh, I could take another example. There's
SX.
Because, I mean, Cayman Island would be no problem for most of the center members. But .SX, for instance, is going to be operated by Open Registry, which is basically competing with a number of the center members. So, and it's for a territory that is recognized as part of, some form of Dutch territory. So I guess they would qualify as European region CCTLD.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure they would be accepted by the center membership because of competition they're doing at local level. And so the current bylaws are an issue if whatever the outcome, whether we go for the proposal of the working group or stay as it is now, it is something that hadn't been realized before. So maybe we should make it something that is sort of an item that is well identified, but apart from the discussion about the working group.
Hi, it's Catherine. I just, I think we could then add to the final paragraph, which sort of just at a very high level notes this, but we could add on to that final paragraph, noting that it's not, it's sort of as an aside, or it's not, what the drafting group was really focusing on, but that it does raise new issues that would need to be considered. We do say that, but we could emphasize it a little more.
Yeah.
Because it would be...
It
could add...
This has raised some issues which are out of scope of the board working group, but that need to be addressed in future, something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, Becky?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's true, because it's outside of the scope of the working group from what I can see, but all of the regional organizations should be considering that.
Yeah, and it's not just the regional organizations, it's also a matter of the CCNSO.
Yes.
Because
yes.
In future mm-hmm. already, if something comes up, the CCNSO has to decide how it wants to take decision on the basis of that specific section in the bylaws.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Because that was the final bit. Okay, I think we have addressed at least this part of the issue.
Yeah.
Say, let's go back to the rest of the note or the draft submission. Becky, you're comfortable with it, aren't you?
Yes, I think it's good. I think it's very good. I just go through. I'll go through and make a few little. There's some stylistic things we need to line up and stuff.
Yeah.
And since I'm like a crazed editor, I'm happy to take a quick pass through it.
Okay.
I think the draft is really good. I'm in line with the general line. My only slight concern is maybe I would be a little less emphatic on the support for the alignment with the regional internet registries framework. I recognize the advantage, but I think we should not lose sight of the drawbacks, which is basically that as I was saying, the RIR system is extremely flexible on a day-to-day basis, and it's not used at all to segment between communities. And what we're doing through the proposal to align with this is defining diversity through this framework, and I think we should not underestimate the drawback, which is that there is no legitimacy to this existing this framework. It's just a de facto standard, and so my only tweak to the proposed tweak to the draft actually would be to basically say that we recognize the advantage and it is something that we can live with, but I would probably not express support for the idea, for the concept. And I think if we're too supportive of the alignment towards the RIR regions, that might weaken our key argument, which is basically that we don't want top-down imposition of this framework. Later on, so we can say if we say we can live with it because it's a de facto standard, and even if it has some weaknesses, it's something that is acceptable in our in the communities. But I think supporting it is I don't know. I don't see any really. I'm not so sensible to the arguments to say that we should align with the RIR. They are a different system, in my opinion.
Mathieu, what would something like, say, I'm looking at the 4th paragraph of page
yes.
1.
Yes.
Because this is where the CCNSO supports the general.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you would have something like the CCNSO recognizes the advantages of the general alignment of icon geographic regions with the framework employed, but notes the flexibility of the regional, say, of the RER regions, and wonders whether this could be employed in an ICANN environment.
I agree with the general structure of what you're proposing. Probably there would be some wording to do in the very last part about employed and how this would apply or how this I would need to see it written somewhere. That's otherwise it's too difficult, especially in English. But in general, I agree with what you're proposing about.
Would that work for you as well, Becky and Catherine?
Yeah, it definitely works for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any other comments, Mathieu?
I think the rest of it is really great.
Okay.
The emphasis on not being once only and opt out, but opt in and on a continuous basis is I think the right proposal.
Okay. One question. Catherine?
Yes.
Would you be able to update it?
Yep.
And send it to Becky for final edits?
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I can do that today.
Yeah.
And I can, I'm home, so I can do it today.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for my framework of interpretation. I just am going to say, I want to have a meeting of the framework of interpretation day group on Boxing Day.
Yes.
Oh, so mean.
I'm having 18 people for dinner tomorrow.
Oh, geez. Well, someone raised a protest. Somebody, I don't remember who. Someone on the list said it wasn't. It might be difficult, and was met with a huge backlash. So
yeah, I know it was like, okay, you know, whatever.
Oh, it's too bad.
No, it's actually sort of funny.
What time is the call for you, Becky?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's fine.
But that's usually when the turkey goes in the oven.
No, I'm a late person, so that's okay. Sorry, it's nothing compared to the fact that the election of Obama took place during an ICANN meeting in wherever we were, Cairo. But we had a great party.
That's wild.
So going back, say, Catherine, could you update it, send it to Becky?
Yeah.
Preferably today. Becky, could you send it to this small group and say finalize it so we can finalize it by Friday?
Yep. Yeah, no, I'll turn it around as soon as I
get it from Catherine. Yeah, because I think if we can send it to the council by Friday, give them a week, then we have plenty of time to send it to the CEC community as well.
Right.
That's great.
So, Mathieu, that's normally how the... I think you haven't been involved in the earlier or other statement or position papers. It first goes to the council and then goes to the CCTLD community.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's... Otherwise, it's very difficult to manage.
Sure. I know.
You do the same. We learned it from Centre.
No comment. I mean, I have a conflict of interest.
I used to have. So I think that's all.
That's great. So I'll work on this. Bart, if you have any notes from today's call, could you send them to me? I have also taken notes, but I want to just make sure I've captured everything.
It's only about these two sections.
Yeah. Okay,
I'll insert something about the third paragraph or the fourth paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. I'll send it just after the call. I'll send it directly to you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank
you, everyone.
Talk to you tomorrow, Bart.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I'll be on that call, too.
Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.